Welcome to the Editor's Weekly Podcast for Gaming Insurrection. I am Editor-in-Chief Lindsay Mosley, and this week I'm talking about video game music that I really, really, really like. I've been a big fan of video game music for a very long time, probably since the early NES days when I first discovered the NES. Thanks to my brother, and I discovered that there was good music to be had in video games. It wasn't just limited to stuff on the radio. This week, I'm also joined by our resident guest, Jamie Mosley. Sup, Jamie?
Yo, what's up?
Jamie's a gaming music fan, too. Usually if I find a soundtrack that I really like, chances are he's going to put it on his MP3 player. He has an iPod, so, you know, he's got to go through a whole bunch of rigmarole just to get it on there, but he'll put it on there, and I'll, like, hear it in the car, and I'll be like, I didn't know that you liked that, and he's like, yeah, well, where have you been? Such is the thing of married people. Anyway, so, what's up? What's your favorite stuff? Give me some of your favorite artists in video game music, if you can think of any. I mean, like, the first person I can think of immediately is Nobu Uematsu, who does the music for Final Fantasy. Who did the music for Final Fantasy up till about, I think, 10. I think he didn't do it in 10. Yeah.
I think he did in Lost Odyssey, too.
Yeah, he did. He did the music for Lost Odyssey because he works with Mistwalker, which developed the game, which is Hironobu Sakaguchi, who's the creator of Final Fantasy, and Yoshitaka Amano, who did the character designs all the way up till, I think, 9 or 10. I think he did it all the way up to 10. And he wound up not doing it anymore. Nor he may have done it for 10, and he just didn't do it after 10. I'm never quite sure. I have to go look that up. But, yeah, usually Nobu Uematsu is the first person that comes to mind when I think video game music composer.
Usually when I think of composers, I don't necessarily look for the name. I think of video game and what part was in at that time. A lot of them I actually like. The music from The Legend of Zelda. I love that. Command & Conquer was always a good favorite of mine.
Really? Yeah. I can't get into Command & Conquer, so I don't really get the music too much. It doesn't really jump out at me.
Well, if you're playing RTSs, you don't want elevator music to be playing in the background like Marvel vs. Capcom 2 was playing while you're trying to destroy someone. You want something that keeps the mood going, you know, it's constant flow. So, they get good constant flow in there. I love that.
MVC2's music wasn't that bad. I mean, it's grown on me after 10 years. I kind of pay attention to it, but after I was at a tournament for like 10 hours, I just kind of ignored it, and I learned to live with it. It wasn't all that bad at first, but after you hear the soundtrack loop like 6 times in a match, you kind of either get used to it or you ignore it, and you just be like, okay, Capcom, what were y'all thinking about? What were y'all thinking about when y'all did this? Seriously, who thought jazz was a good idea? I don't know. I tend to not pay it any attention. I actually have one of the songs downloaded somewhere. It's called Swing Your Body. It's the one where with the ghost pirate ships in the background. It's actually my favorite out the entire game. Because heavens knows, I do not care about taking anybody for a ride. I don't. I really don't.
The only thing I wish Capcom would have did on there was give us the option so we can turn the music off and turn up the sound effects. That would have been great. But that's the only thing I think about on Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is how much I wanted the option to turn off the damn music.
Yeah, the sound effects actually were really good if you could hear them. See, my thing was, like, the whole time I was trying to figure out what the characters were saying. Like, it took years before I could go and track it down and get some of the sounds and figure out who was saying what and what they actually said. Like, I didn't believe, and Jamie told me this, I didn't believe it, that Iron Man said, "It's my Sunday best." And I refused to believe for years that he said, "It's my Sunday best." We always heard 8x10 photo proton cannon.
Why the hell would he be talking about 8x10 photos?
I don't know.
That doesn't even make sense with the idea of saying proton cannon.
Why would he say, "It's my Sunday best"? I would never even, other than when you told me he was in a church and he was fighting somebody and he said, "It's my Sunday best." And then he used proton cannon.
I don't understand why you missed that.
I didn't hear "It's my Sunday best." I heard 8x10 photo. Somebody else told me something else, too.
I don't understand why you hear 8x10 photo. It's not like he's posing for a shot. I can see if he did a Dan and just put up his thumbs or something like that, but he didn't pose for a shot.
He was a 8x10 photo proton cannon. And I was like, oh my God.
Nope.
Iron Man, no. Actually, we thought a war machine said 8x10 photo proton cannon. And actually, you can hear it. You can hear that better in the first Marvel vs. Capcom than in the second one. But in the second one, once I heard "It's my Sunday best," it came out just as clear. When I actually got the sound files for Iron Man, it came out just as clear as day. "It's my Sunday best." And I was like, oh my God, he's actually been saying this for 10 years. Nobody's actually really picked up on that other than a few people.
For 5 years, I've been trying to tell you that.
Well, we still can't figure out what Cable's saying. I think he's saying "that's enough for now." Or I've actually heard, and we've tried to narrow it down. We've got it down to either "that's enough for now" or "hope enough for now." I don't know.
He's talking to his arm. Yeah. He's saying "open up for now." He's going to retract it back.
I've heard "open up for now" too. Yes. I have actually. It depends, like, if you're standing there.
What hope is enough for now? How's Cable going to talk about "that's enough hope for now"?
No. Cable is like the savior of the entire Marvel universe,
then why would he say "hope enough for now"?
He's saying he is hope enough for now.
That doesn't make any sense to him. That's what I'm saying.
He says he's hope enough for now.
You're saying he's saying, "I'm hope enough for now."
Basically, yes. Yes. And I've had several people say, yeah, I can see how he would say that.
I don't see how he'd say that.
Okay. Well, because, the other one,
just for the simple fact of every time he says it, he lets go of his arm.
He takes out the psionic hole that he has on his arm to keep the techno-organic virus from spreading.
Open up for now. And then he has it back.
Yes. Okay, then what about when he, does he say "that shit's gone too far"? That one, we swear him now, he says, "your shit gone too far." That is awesome. I don't think he really says that.
I think he says, "you push things too far." I don't think he's...
He said, "your shit going too far."
I don't think Marvel would use that word at any time in the game.
Cammy says, "Detroit fuckers."
I don't think Cammy says that either. But then, that's Capcom. So Capcom's liable to put anything in it.
Yes, because she does say "eat shit." She actually does say that. That's clear as day, too. And I was like, come on, Capcom. What the hell?
Well, sounds cool. Close to "take this." So it's
yes. Well, somebody says, "take this." And I can't remember who it is right now. I'm thinking about it's another game, but it's not Marvel vs. Capcom 2 where somebody says, "take this." But I swear she's saying "eat shit." She probably is saying "eat shit," actually.
Capcom's never said. Anyway, but, back to the music.
Yeah, music-wise, I'm like all over the place. I like Rival Schools. I like most Capcom stuff. It depends on what it is in Capcom. Like, Really, it really depends. Like, I like most Street Fighter stuff. I have a special place in my heart for Doll Sims stage in the original Street Fighter 2 with the elephants, because I thought that was so awesome when I was like 12 years old that they had this Indian dude with real elephants and the elephants were like cheering him on. I thought that was so awesome. I was uncultured, okay? I was highly uncultured.
Just because the man is from India doesn't necessarily mean he's going to have elephants in the temple.
He's going to have elephants. It's a revered animal.
There are revered animals. Then why is he keeping them in the temple?
No, that's actually... No. The Indian... They were taking care of the elephants. Capcom has come out and said this. They take care of the elephants. Notice the elephants are revered creatures.
Notice how Capcom had to come out and explain it.
Yes, because people are ignorant. They don't know any better.
Capcom had to explain it. So people won't think they're being racist.
They don't know any better. Capcom's this, always being
this
accused.
This coming from Capcom, who decided that the only black person they're going to put on now will be a boxer who looked like Mike Tyson, who they called differently because they didn't want to get sued.
No, they didn't want to get sued. And if Mike Tyson were smart, he'd have sued the crap out of him.
And the only thing to make him do is punch.
Yeah.
Punch and laugh.
Gigaton blow and crazy
that's
buffalo.
That's all they could do. Punch and laugh. Punch and laugh. Punch and laugh.
Look, if he laughed, that's it.
Punch and laugh. So, yeah, so...
Dashing upper Capcom, into Gigadon blow, that's it.
Capcom always have to... come back and state what they actually mean later on.
Yes, Capcom... I mean, Capcom... Musically, Capcom has a lot of talented people that work for him.
Oh, yeah.
Some of my favorite stuff is in Capcom. Mostly Konami, though. Konami's music... I fell in love with Konami's music early on. Like, I think the first Konami game that I really, really liked the music in, other than Track and Field 2, was Castlevania. Castlevania was that shit. I loved Castlevania.
Castlevania was a good game. The music was
The music was awesome in Castlevania.
Well, it was properly themed.
Yes. Yes, I expected that music in Castlevania. I mean, like, I can't think of...
You expect to hear organs and everything when you're going to fight vampires and monsters. So, I mean, that's fine.
I can't think of any other thing that would go in Castlevania, actually. Really, I can't think of anything else. And in the original Castlevania, Wicked Child, I have a story about Wicked Child. When I first played Castlevania, I was 8 years old. It was 1989, and I had borrowed it from someone. And I think I got all the way to the Mummy Brothers, and I struggled to get to the Mummy Brothers. And I heard Wicked Child. I do believe it's Wicked Child when the stage is where you fight the Mummy Brothers 5 and 6, I think it is. And I fell in love with that music. Oh my gosh. But this is, you have to remember, in 1989, there was no such thing as MP3s or downloading or computers or anything like that, that where, you know, like average run-of-the-mill children can go get video game music. So I remember having to give the game back to a friend of mine, and I remembered that music for, I think, maybe... probably about 10 years. And then I heard it again. I was like, oh my gosh, that's the music. I know that music. And I remembered the stage it was on. I think I was probably about 23 or 24 when I actually finally bought the Castlevania soundtrack. And I lucked up and found the original Castlevania soundtrack. I imported it. And it was expensive. It was highly expensive. It was like $30, but it was worth it. I also bought the Super Castlevania 4 soundtrack too, which if you see in our upcoming quarter, that's one of the games we look at in Retrograde, and I talk about the music in Super Castlevania 4. But anyway, the Wicked Child, I went and bought the soundtrack and ripped the CD, and I was so happy to discover that Wicked Child was on there, because I can't really look at Japanese, so I had no idea what the track names were. Somebody, thankfully, on GameMusic.com had translated it for me, but, and I was looking at it, and I was like, ooh, I'm going to buy this soundtrack right now.
How do you know that that translations are accurate?
Because when you listen to the, when you listen to the soundtrack, I can place the actual track names. And Konami has come out and said it. They have a little bit of English in the manual for it. And if you go to Konami's website, they talk about it too. If you go to the Castlevania section of it.
I'm just saying, it might be wide known that someone mistranslated that and they just kept on going with it.
Yes, I know.
The name of the song could be called Mummy Brothers, but someone mistranslated and said Wicked Child, and then that's all over the place then.
But they've had Wicked Child and other things, and they've called it Wicked Child.
Now, because someone mistranslated the first time!
Now, Konami is notorious for mistranslating something and keeping it going, such as Captain Jack's Little Boy mix in DDR. It's Little Boy, and on the sound, on the song wheel, if you play DDR, okay, just to give you a little background, I'm a DDR player. I started a long time ago, and I'm pretty familiar with, like, just about all the music up to about Supernova. Some of Supernova 2 I know a little bit about, but every mix up to at least 8th mix, I'm pretty much an expert on. And I know obscure facts about it. Anyway, Boy Oh Boy mix. It was supposed to be Boy Oh Boy mix. Little Boy, Boy Oh Boy mix by the late Captain Jack. Okay. They actually translated it on the song wheel as Little Boy, Boy On Boy mix. Which gives that song a whole new meaning. You can use my little boy. Yeah, I don't know if Captain Jack meant that. Bit for that to be like that, but they've kept it, and it has stuck in every version that Little Boy has been in. It's been Boy on Boy mix.
Like I said, how do you know for sure?
Capcom, and Konami. Capcom's good for doing that too, though. I've seen Capcom do it too.
Cause it's a fad that they keep it going. Ain't no point in trying to educate the people when they're already stupid.
Well.
SNK got good music too.
Yeah, I like some of SNK stuff. I like some of SNK. I'm real particular about my SNK stuff. It depends. Like, I like some of the stuff.
King of Fighters series?
Well, most of the stuff I like in King of Fighters, they put in Capcom versus SNK. And yeah, Capcom versus SNK 2. Those I like. I really like Capcom versus SNK's music. But, and specifically the SNK side, but I'm not really, like, I don't play a whole lot of stuff.
Samurai
Other than Samurai Showdown. Samurai Showdown has some of the most awesome music in it ever. I'm a big samurai fiend, if you want to call me that. I'm very much into samurai culture and the history behind samurai, so... I mean, yeah, I love Samurai Showdown's music. Other than that, and Capcom vs. SNK, I can't really say I'm, like, all into it. But I know, I do like Samurai Showdown stuff.
Well, we talked about the people over the seas. Let's get down to business, talk about the American music.
Who in America makes decent music?
Midway did at one point in time.
Oh, Lord, bless Midway. Bless Midway.
Midway and Mortal Kombat. I would say Mortal Kombat 1 was pretty decent. It was all right. It was
Dan Fortin tore up that little keyboard. I was like, you go on, boy. You go on.
I particularly like 3. 3 was one of my favorites.
3 had some of the best music. I like 2. But because I heard 2 so much. I played so much MK2 that I knew all the music. I know how the music loops in the game.
And that's, my friends, is how American artists make millions of dollars off lame songs. Because you hear it so often, you have no choice but to like it.
I like 2, though. 2 had, I liked the Eastern element that Dan Fortin went with in 2. I liked it in one. I really liked the music in one. Especially the one little stage when you're out there in front of the great Buddha statue. And you fight in this called a courtyard. Courtyard Palace, excuse me. And then, like, the music when they in the throne room with Shang Tsung. And he's, like, sitting in the chair and he's sitting there looking at you. And he's, like, clapping and crap. When you get down to the part where he says finish him, that music is actually pretty hot.
Yes. Yes.
I like that music. I like Goro's lair. The actual arcade version of Goro's lair in 2. Not the one they give you in the Super Nintendo version.
Yeah.
Because they recycled that from something. It's from the pit. It's from the acid. What's the acid stage called?
I don't remember.
Deadpool.
Yeah.
It's from the Deadpool. They recycled it in the Super Nintendo version because I guess they couldn't remake it or something. But if you play Midway Arcade Treasures and you happen to go to the Goro's lair, it has the original arcade music for that lair. And it actually sounds good, probably because I ain't heard it, but like twice. I've never gotten that far in the arcade to really go there, and then no one I ever fought against. I don't think in the entire time that I played in the arcade that I actually got to fight Smoke. I think I fought him one time or something, and I really wasn't paying attention to the music. But yeah, 2 had really good music. 3 had some really good music. I think 3 probably was the pinnacle of the series. I like the music. I think my favorite stage in 3 is a toss-up between the bridge when they're out on the street and the music swirling around. The bank. The original bank music. Not the subbed versions in the home version, but the original arcade version of the bank.
Yeah.
Because that music just inspires desolate landscape. There's nobody in the city. Everybody's been screwed over by Shao Kahn. I mean, that music was great. And oh gosh, the church. The church was good. The church was real good. I hope Dan Forden has a job still. I do.
I like the graveyard.
The graveyard was cool. It was alright. It was alright.
I also enjoyed the music from Killer Instinct.
The
original Killer Instinct on arcade. Yeah. That was awesome.
I like the music. I like the music in the original Killer Instinct.
Midway had a hand in that too, so.
Yeah. I liked, I think probably my favorite stage was, with Riptor's.
Riptor had good music.
He had real good music on his stage. I was like, alright, this is hot. I don't even like Killer Instinct like that, and I like the music. Now, Gold, the intro to Gold was nice. K.I. Gold. That was real nice.
Yeah.
And it's great when you got you a stereo system, a decent stereo system, and it's got some bass to it.
Yeah.
Whoever did the music, and I can't remember exactly who did the music for Killer Instinct right now, but
go out and make another Killer Instinct.
They just had something about that recently. It was in the news.
People are always keeping it going.
Well, them and that and GoldenEye,
GoldenEye would never die.
GoldenEye is dead. They have said they are not making another GoldenEye. They just came out and said that like the other day. They are not making another GoldenEye.
GoldenEye will come.
And they will not release GoldenEye on Xbox Live Arcade or PSN. They are not releasing it. They refuse to do it. And they had some negotiations that didn't go so well. So, apparently, it's too much of a hassle for them to do it, so they're not doing it, but,
that's fine. People still pulling out their 64 and play it.
Yeah, I pull out my 64 to play GoldenEye, and I don't even like first-person shooters like that. I can't play GoldenEye for more than about 20 minutes, but I have it, and I will play it. If I really get an urge to play, I'll pull out my 64, and I will actually play it, but, I like the music in GoldenEye.
GoldenEye was good.
K.I. Gold, back to K.I. Gold. One last thing about that. The character select screen had some of the best music ever.
Yeah.
For K.I. Gold. Oh my gosh, that music was awesome. I was like, I mean, who made this? Like, who made this? This is awesome.
It was simple. It was a simple beat.
Yes.
And just, you know, obviously you didn't have to worry about the time because the music was keeping you in track with it. So,
yes.
You just picked your person and you just went off. All the music seemed to work well.
Yeah.
Sabrewulfs.
I like Sabrewulfs.
Was one of my favorites.
I'm trying to think, who did I like?
Even on Killer Instinct Idols.
Yeah, I liked the Idol awesome. Stage. Because yeah.
It went perfect with them.
I like Gargles' stage too, actually.
Gargles was okay. Yeah, that was a good rock.
Fast paced. Yeah, it was very fast paced.
You had to be fast again. It was against him. Tempo.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked. I'm trying to think.
I thought that TJ fight Combos was a little too stereotypical.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Too much hip hop in that.
Book. Yeah, that was a little bit too much for me.
Beat me on the head with it. I mean, it was a good song. It went well, but if you pull in the Capcom thing, all you got is one black guy who only knows how to box.
I was like, who thought about it? Like, did somebody think about the stereotypes?
Yeah.
Before they did that.
How do you not understand in America, stereotypes make money?
Oh, God. I was just like, come on, y'all. TJ Combo is just so obvious. Come on.
It was.
Come on.
But he's one of my favorite characters to play.
He's cheap.
He's one of my favorite.
He's cheap
characters.
As hell, yo.
He's not cheap.
He's cheap. Not,
you just got. You haven't understand the art of playing with a charged cat. That's all.
Between him and Glace.
Go back. Play your Street Fighter 2. Play with Guile. He teaches Guile you the
was
art.
Ridiculous.
Of charged cats.
Yes, Guile is the prototype for all charged characters.
Play the Street Fighter Alpha series. Charlie and Guile would teach you the art.
I play E-Honda. Yeah, I'm an E-Honda player.
But Charlie and Guile...
Yeah, Charlie and Guile are the prototypes. They show you how to play a charged character and do it correctly.
But on Killer Instinct,
it
the
was
best
TJ Combo.
Thing about that was, as you're charging your character, you can already be doing something. So unlike Street Fighter where you have to, I'm going to hold down. I got 1 second, then I'm going to press up and I'm going to flash kick this person. Killer Instinct is, I'm going to hold back. I'm going to press forward, instantly hold back, and punch a button, and this guy's going to be hitting him. I already know the time and when I need to let it go. Not guessing. Is this a second? Oh, that wasn't a second. Why did my character just jump up instead of doing a flash kick?
Yeah, I didn't like that about Street Fighters.
Why did I dash forward and throw a punch instead of a sonic boom?
Yeah. Depending on what game it is, I may or may not play Chun-Li or Guile. I'll play him in MVC2. I'll play Guile in MVC2, but most games I don't play Guile because Guile is ridiculous about his movements, as is Chun-Li.
All of this talk about video game music, and we didn't bring up Namco.
Namco, I was getting a Namco. Namco got some classic shit. Let me tell you, the most awesome Namco remix I have ever heard is on Namco Museum in the Galaga arrangement. That was nice. I really like that remix. It's a remix of when you win, when you beat a round or something. It's real nice, real nice.
Namco remix is almost anything they make.
Yeah.
It's like they should be in the hip-hop business. They make a song. What's the best thing out of this song? We will remix it. All you need now is to get some people on there.
Yeah, they got like 5 remixes of one song.
They do that.
Namco, I like most of Namco stuff. Let me tell you, one of the best Namco soundtracks ever done is Katamari Damacy. Katamari's the original Katamari.
It's different.
It was way out there, but I love that soundtrack.
It's creative.
I heard it the first time. Somebody said, dude, you need to get the Katamari soundtrack. I was like, what's a Katamari? And then I played the game. And I was like, okay, this game is so weird. It's just weird enough to be one of my favorites. So I bought the soundtrack. Well, I didn't actually buy the soundtrack. Somebody gave me a copy of it. And I subsequently have backup copies of it, but the soundtrack was awesome for that. It was very well done, I thought. it mixes every genre out there into Katamari. It's even got like 80s hip hop on it. I'm trying to think what else that I like. I liked
Ridge Racer had good soundtracks on all the songs.
Boy, Ridge Racer.
Every single Ridge Racer, and although I work for Namco and I had to listen to every single one of them, they all had nice songs with them and everything. And I enjoyed the fact that Namco knows that you might not like certain music. So, in racing games, they give you the option to change it.
Yes. I liked the couple of Namco Ridge Racer soundtracks that I really liked are R4. Ridge Racer Type 4. That had a great soundtrack.
Again, you took the American way of doing it. You played the game over and over, so you had those. I might have had maybe 3 songs on that.
Oh, game. I love the whole thing. I loved R4.
And that whole Pac-Man remix song? No.
I didn't particularly care for the Pac-Man remix.
I'm glad they remixed it, but I didn't like it.
I didn't particularly like the Pac-Man remix. And I really wasn't listening to it for that. I was listening to it for like, the opening theme was really great. I really liked that. Motor Species. What's the other one? Oh my gosh, it's another one. Cause I have it. It's one of my songs in Step Mania. I can't think of it right now, but it was a couple of songs off of there. That I really, really liked. And that's why I bought the soundtrack. I hunted it down and imported it. Because it wasn't released in America.
No good soundtracks are released in America.
Not really, no. Other than Halo.
Well, that's because American bands did. Yeah. You got Incubus and...
Oh, well, I take that back. Tekken Tag was released in America. That, too, was a great soundtrack. But that's because I heard it 15 million times. And... I have to say, I like Tekken Tag soundtrack.
There's multiple versions. I think people just kept asking for it.
Well, the thing about Namco's fighting game soundtracks, especially Tekken.
Soul Calibur was released.
Yeah, Soul Calibur was released in America. I actually have a Soul Calibur soundtrack.
The Soul Calibur.
I really like the Soul Calibur soundtrack. Probably my favorite one, Siegfried Stage. Worth calling
a nightmare.
Siegfried, which is called Worth Dying For. Nightmare Stage. I do like Nightmare Stage. Orensburg Castle, I think is how it's pronounced. And I like the character select screen music. I'm trying to think what else. I know all of the music. Like I even like Mitsurugi Stage.
I like the original Soul Edge, Cervantes stage at the end. It had that nice Scottish beat to go with it. I thought it was nice. Although I was sitting there looking at it, I was like, I don't think this guy is Scottish.
No.
Why does the Scottish beat go? It goes well with the battle, though. Because, you know, he's really handing it to you.
Cervantes is not Scottish. He's actually Spanish.
But I sat there and was like, but I like the music to it. It was good. And it had the nice little bagpipes playing. What video games play bagpipes?
That's true. I thought they had bagpipes in Tekken too, I think. I don't remember.
It's also a corresponding teams. They're working side by side with each other.
Yes. Speaking of Tekken, the thing about Tekken is they usually release the arcade soundtrack, which is different than the home version soundtrack. The home version soundtrack, you can tell they worked on a little bit longer. Because the arcade soundtrack only has a certain number of songs, and then, like, it may have, like, maybe 10 songs, couple of intro, like, they'll have, like, the intro music or something, and maybe a couple of sound effect files. The home version of, for instance, Tekken Tag. The Tekken Tag arcade soundtrack has maybe about 15, 20 tracks on it. The Tekken Tag home soundtrack has 36 tracks on it.
Again, because Namco likes to remix everything they put out.
Yes.
So, they would.
Ooh, one of my favorites in Tekken Tag, and actually in all of Tekken, I have several favorites. I like Unknown's stage in both the arcade and the home version. It's one of the few where I actually really like both versions of it. Because it actually sounds like a whole new song once you listen to it. I'm trying to think. What's the other one? I like Yoshimitsu's in Tekken Tag home version. I like that one. And, I want to say in 4. I had a couple of favorites in 4 and 5. 5 was okay. I liked a few things. I liked the intro to 5. And in Tekken Tag, they also have, because I like the fact that you can change, when you play Tekken Bowl, you can change the music.
Again, because Namco realizes you don't want to hear the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. I was very happy about being able to swap around my music once I unlocked that feature. I unlocked the jukebox feature. But I like Unknown's music while I'm bowling. And I like the little strike music. The strike music is pretty hot.
That's nice celebration music.
Yeah. Especially when they're like freaking out and doing their katas in the background.
I think out of the entire Tekken series, my absolute favorite would have to be on Tekken 2. Kazuya's stage where you fight against him is nothing but drums.
Oh, yeah.
There's an organ and everything in the background, but mainly the drums is keeping the beat.
I thought they put that in 4, too. They did. They did. It's a remix of it,
yeah.
It's a remix of it in home version of 4 for Tekken.
Because you have to go through the Tekken Force mode.
Yeah, in Tekken Force.
But it's because it's Kazuya's stage.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's nothing but drums. I love that.
Yeah, I did like that song, too.
That's nice.
I like that one.
See, you don't have to be... You don't have to be extremely talented to come up with good music sometimes. You just have to be creative with what you're thinking about.
Yes. Yes. I have all of the Tekken soundtracks downloaded, basically.
I mean, that's a simple beat. Doom, 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 doom. I mean, how else simple can it be?
Yeah. Oh, I did like, after I heard it a million times when I first...
You and that American way of thinking.
I was dating someone who had Tekken Tag at the time. And I heard Ogre's stage. Heard Ogre's music on the home version of Tekken Tag probably about 15 million times. And I was just like, okay, I actually kind of like this. It has a nice beat to it. And I like the violins. I like that they use real violins in their music.
Yes.
They do not, you know, like, scrimp on the...
No, they don't hold back on that soundtrack.
On their soundtracks. It's high-quality stuff.
Project Gotham Racing has some good soundtracks on there, too.
I don't think I listened to the music.
I mean, granted, if I want to do some serious hardcore racing, you could do it on Project Gotham Racing, but on games like Forza, you hear the music, and you start the race, there's no music.
Yeah, there's no music.
I mean... But that's what you got a 360 for, so you can turn on the music whenever you want to. Project Gotham Racing, they decided, let's look at Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto got all these channels that people can listen to. We'll do the same thing. We'll give them a lot of stuff. Hey, Americans, want to hear some stuff you never heard of that's mainstream? We bring all the stuff from across the seas and put it on your radio. It's not too bad.
Actually, what was hilarious, this is several years ago, I thought it was absolutely freaking hilarious that he had his 360 and he had the little Hulk game and he was playing the Hulk game and I was playing Dipset Santana's Town by Cam'ron and Jules Santana, and he was running around tearing stuff up as the Hulk, and I was like, you know, this would fit perfectly with that. And he just looked at me and was like, no. Was like, yes, it would. I can't remember which Hulk game it was.
It was the original Xbox I was playing on.
Was that the original Xbox?
Yeah, that was the original Xbox. It was Hulk Ultimate Destruction.
Yeah, Hulk was tearing things up. Yep. I remember that. But, yeah, I like the little feature of being able to put your own music in. I don't use it because I don't use my 360, but, it's... I like that feature, even though I kind of like seeing the creativity of game composers. I like seeing what they can come up with. For me, I think my favorite genre is probably old school stuff. I'm a big fan of Koji Kondo. Because let me tell you, the music in Mario 64 on Bowser's Road, when you first go on the little Bowser stage and you gotta fight Bowser as Mario and you like running through the little stage, and that music's hot.
I'll tell you some hot music. The old school classic from the NES and arcade, Kung Fu.
I don't think I heard Kung Fu's music.
When the man walks in and they play the little music, dun 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 dun. He takes 3 steps forward, and then he's just off to the races. And all you hear is the dum 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 dum, because you just beating people ass while you're going through that. That's all you're doing. And all you hear is whoa, 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 whoa. Just think of Liu Kang on a platformer. That's all it was. That game was awesome. Someone need to remake that game.
No. And that music. Because somebody would mess it up.
They can't mess it up any worse. It was a simple game. It was a simple platformer. You had a punch, a kick, a jump kick. For some reason, snakes were falling out of this vase from the ceiling. You got this man to throw a knife on in certain ways.
Speaking of snakes, we had a baby rattlesnake at my job today. I just thought I would throw that in. Speaking of snakes, it was scary. It was like snakes on a plane, kind of. Snakes. I thought that was kind of scary. We needed Kung Fu at that point. Because people was jumping like 10 feet off the floor when they saw the little snake.
Crack kills in American society.
Well, I gotta be on crack just because I threw in the fact that there was a baby rattlesnake there. People needed Kung Fu. I went home. I was like, yeah, we need to play Kung Fu for that. Because people was jumping 10 feet off the floor.
As I was saying. The music of Kung Fu, again, a simple beat. But they kept with the theme. The man was in a hurry. Double Dragon was one. Well, I can't really say Double Dragon was one of my favorite sounds. But Double Dragon was awesome.
Hard Driving.
That game was
Hard Driving has the worst music I have ever heard in my entire life.
It has some bad sounds to it. But Hard Driving, it's like a stand-up comedy that you get to play for yourself.
That little music when you crash is depressing and bad at the same time.
That man obviously was either thinking about thoughts of killing himself, or he was highly high. I mean, because who else would come with you crash and you hear dun 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 dun. I mean, that's horrible. You might as well did the old classic back in the day from soap operas. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, that was basically the same thing. It was horrible.
Can't stand that.
I just was like, this is the worst music I have ever heard in my entire life. And I've played some really bad games in my day. But that one takes the cake. I think that is probably, what did I say was the worst game I'd ever played the other day? What was it? What was it?
You always say something was the worst game you ever played.
But I played it and I was like, that is the worst game I have ever played in my entire life.
It was probably NARC or something.
Oh, yeah, NARC was one of them. NARC
had good music.
No, NARC didn't. NARC was awful.
NARC was good music.
NARC was awful between shooting the pimps and the dogs.
We ain't talking about the action in NARC. We talking about what the music was.
And Mr. Big, who's in a wheelchair.
We talking about the music.
Who's shooting missiles at you.
He's creative.
No.
Come on, man. You read comic books like everyone else.
I did, but that game was awful. It controlled awful, and it was just awful. It was extremely awful.
I'll probably have to say Mario Power Tennis probably had the worst music I've ever seen.
Yeah, Mario Power Tennis was really bad.
For the Wii, yeah, that was.
It was kind of bad. It was not up to snuff with the normal Mario inventory. Like most Mario games have really good music. Paper Mario had great music. Mario Karts generally have good music. I didn't like none of the stuff in Mario Kart Wii, except for Bowser. The intro to Bowser's Castle was nice. That was real good.
Yeah.
Like Smash Brothers was the example of how to do things. Mario Kart Wii was the example of how not to do it. I don't know who did the music for Mario Kart Wii, and I'm hoping it wasn't Koji Kondo, but I mean, it was, that music was just not good.
You
it
just
was
didn't like the game.
I didn't like the game to begin with, but the music really sealed the deal for me, except for Bowser's Castle. That was pretty good. I don't know. Most Mario games, Mario 3, iconic music. Everyone knows that music. Mario, Super Mario Brothers, if you don't know Mario's theme from Super Mario Brothers, the overworld theme, or the underworld theme, there's something wrong with you. You need to go get educated quickly. I don't know.
I can't believe I forgot about Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal has some
music. Has some great music. Yeah, that's a good music.
I like the fact that they use Twisted Metal Black. They use Rolling Stones painted black. That was nice.
Twisted Metal 4, they used the crap out of Rob Zombie.
Oh, Lord. Why? I mean, I like Rob Zombie. Don't get me wrong. I like his music.
I mean, it was good.
As a former little goth kid.
What was it? 3? Let me think.
I don't know.
I think it was 4 because Calypso was driving the fire truck with the nuclear warhead on the back of it. Now I remember it. Yeah, I remember hearing Rob Zombie. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Over and over. I think that...
Dragula?
Yep. They spent so much money. They spent so much money on there, on getting Rob Zombie and everything. It was like 2 different versions of it, I think, on there. So, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, granted, it was a good game. Not as good as Twisted Metal 2, but the music was good.
Sonic had some good music, too. Let me tell you, Green Hill Zone and Emerald Hill Zone was that joint.
Sonic has good music for their themes. I mean, they want you to move as fast as possible so the music keeps up with it. Nothing slow about it. So it's a good song.
I like Sonic Adventures, Open Your Heart.
So did Crazy Taxi.
No. Okay, let's just go ahead and break down why I do not like the music in Crazy Taxi. Okay, first of all, it only has like 7 songs, okay?
That's what
Which,
happened.
It was great the first 3 times I heard it. But after that, I learned how the music looped, okay? Not good. Second of all, we have a bone to pick with Sony. Because Sony decided they wanted to make us take our video down off of YouTube for Crazy Taxi because apparently... they claim copyright infringement because I used one of the little songs. I used like the intro to it for our credits, and I just put it in there. It's part of. It's actually used in the game. It's when you first cut on Crazy Taxi, and you're on the start screen on the Dreamcast version. Okay. Sony said we had copyright infringement. I was like, come on, y'all. The music is actually in the game. I'm not even, like, using this for my own profit. I could see if I was trying to profit off of it. That's one thing. Second of all, I didn't claim ownership of the song. I specifically said this song belongs to Bad Religion. It was either... No, I'm sorry. It's The Offspring. It belongs to The Offspring. Okay? But I put that on there. I was like, this is not my song. I'm not using this for any personal profit or anything. But they insisted we had copyright infringement. I was like, fine, whatever. I'm taking the damn thing down. Screw y'all, man. Screw Sony. screw them. I just, they make me mad with them. They really made me mad with them. And the music wasn't even all that great. I could see if the music was that good. I could see that, okay? I could really, really see that. But it's stupid. Like, I don't know. Sony just reeks of fakeness. I mean, other than that, the music in Crazy Taxi, after about 5 or 10 minutes, I don't even notice it anymore. I really don't. And...
I notice it because someone's all going, yah, 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 yah.
I like the music in 2.
Although, I do listen very heavily to what my passengers are saying.
Yes.
Take me to the Fila shop. Man, I ain't seen Fila in years, man. You want to go there? All right.
Take me to the original Levi's shop.
Why the black man always got to go KFC?
Take me to KFC. Actually, he says, I want to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm like, why the black man want to go to KFC? I want to go to Pizza Hut.
Why the pregnant black woman got to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, too? She's got to go to the hospital.
Yeah, she goes to CT Hospital in the arcade version. And in the original version, she always wants to go to the museum. She's a green pickup right around the lighthouse, and you can always get her to the museum in about 50 seconds or so. Yeah. She's pretty good money, though.
You know, I played that game. There's no option to turn off the music.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. You can turn it down.
Not one time have you played that game, have you ever turned down the music?
I have, actually. I have. You've not seen me do it, but I have done it. There is an option to turn it down, and you can turn sound effects up.
I'm just saying. You played that game enough, obviously it's just been beating your head.
Yeah, I don't even pay it any attention anymore.
Well, I pay attention, Monty.
I like the music in 2, actually. Most people don't even, like, realize there's a second Crazy Taxi. But I like the music in 2, and I like the end credits in 2. It's Methods of Mayhem. It's a group with Tommy Lee was in with somebody else. I can't remember who the dude was he was with in Methods of Mayhem. But I like that little song called Crash.
See? And you said Americans didn't have good sounds in that game.
They all right. Tommy Lee's all right, drummer. So. I really like getting back to music games. I don't know. I'm not into this generation of music games. Like, I don't play Guitar Hero. I don't play Rock Band. I don't play none of that. I was back in the day with DDR when DDR was the hot joint and everybody played that.
Like, that was 15 years ago.
It was 15 years ago. Actually, it almost is 15 years ago because DDR came out in 98.
Uh-huh.
But...
when did it get really, really big here in America?
Probably about 2001, 2002.
Uh-huh.
But I like DDR music, so most of the music on my MP3 player is DDR. But I like the... I have to say, I think my favorite mix of all is probably 8th mix. I like Extreme. And that's Japanese Extreme, mind you. Not none of this American crap that they call extreme. I like Japanese Extreme because it had the most DDR mixes, original mixes in it. It's a Konami original song. It was like, I mean, you heard that like constantly. I think probably I have a couple of favorites in DDR. Jamie doesn't play DDR too much, do you?
Nope.
But you liked some of the music, though.
Some of it was okay, yeah.
I liked, I'm a big fan of the Paranoia series. My favorite out of the entire Paranoia series, it's kind of hard because it's a toss-up. I think, though, my absolute favorite out of the Paranoia series is probably Paranoia Survivor. And then maybe Hades, and then Rebirth, and Eternal. I kind of like Clean Mix, too. I like mostly anything done by 2MB, who does all the remixes of most of Naoki's songs. If it's a 2MB remix, I probably like it. The only one I don't like is probably Trip Machine Love Mix. I'm not a fan of Trip Machine Love Mix. But, I like mostly all of 2MB's remixes. Like Pluto Relinquish and I like Pluto too. Some of the newer stuff I like is like Zephyr. I like Zephyr a lot. Firefly, Paranoia Hades. I'm trying to think what else did I like in the game. I didn't play a whole lot of Supernova, so it's kind of like I have to see it to really like it. You know, I'd have to see the little list of it, and then I'd say, oh, yeah, okay, I like it. But, yeah, I like mostly old-school DDR stuff. a lot of Konami originals were some of my favorites. What did you like in DDR?
I might like how they did some of the remixes on some of the classical songs, like A. A comes to mind. Sync was
I like okay. Sync too. Yeah, Sync was pretty hot. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
You didn't like V?
Yeah, V was okay. Yeah.
I thought you liked Colors. Wasn't Colors one of your favorites?
Colors was one of those American things where you heard it so often you had no choice.
But you told me you like Colors.
I heard it 20-something times an hour. You have no choice after a while.
And explain for our listeners why you heard it 20 times an hour.
I was a manager at a video game arcade, and it was the first thing right there in the arcade. It's what everyone always picked, and it was also the loudest game I had in the arcade. So,
between Colors and Speed Over Beethoven.
That's all you heard?
I like Speed Over Beethoven, but God, after sitting in the arcade for 8 hours, I just was like, okay, enough. Enough.
Speed Over Beethoven was also on a demo, so you always heard it.
Yes, that's what I mean. Like, it's sitting in the arcade, and you hear that demo loop over and over and over again. You get sick of Speed Over Beethoven.
And you like to drown it out, but you can't. There's no way to tune it out.
No, you
because
can't.
Even putting in a token into the machine makes a nice noise. Dude, dance, dance, revolution! Dude, dance, dance, revolution! I mean, my God!
He has to yell. The whole point of it is to attract. It's the attract mode.
Yes.
He's supposed to attract.
Yes, he is supposed to attract. I mean, he has to say it 4 times as loud as he can because that's how many tokens it was at the time.
Dance, dance, revolution! Yes.
And then you have to sit there and wait. And then they give you
press start to play.
And then they give you this god-awful time of how long it takes to go through the songs to pick.
99 seconds.
And then when you pick one, you still got another time after you pick one. They're still waiting. They wait a little longer.
Select options.
They wait a little longer.
Hey, I played enough DDR. I know it's select options.
They
you
wait
can select
longer.
Your options.
Then they play the
speed
song.
Speed modifiers.
Then they play the song. Song's over. And then you still have the damn song going. Because they're sitting on it before they decide what other song they're going to pick.
Yep.
So, it's safe to say, if I was to hear one of those right now, and I had me a gasoline can and a Molotov cocktail, you know where I'm going to.
Whoa there, Left 4 Dead.
I got to throw it on there. It's got to burn like kerosene.
I like DDR music myself. I mean, I guess if I had to hear it like 15 million times a day, I'd be sick of it too. But I liked it. I really enjoyed DDR music a whole lot. It was pretty. It broadened my musical horizons. Let's put it that way. I learned to like stuff like Erotic and Captain Jack, and I like a lot of the Konami originals. And yes. The man does ask, why do you need Konami original songs? I need Konami originals because most licenses suck. Okay? With the exception of a few, and there ain't a whole lot of them, but with the exception of a few, most licenses suck. So, I like most Konami originals. I like Max. I like Max, period. I like most of the songs in the Max series. I'm not too partial on Max 300. But I had to hear Max Unlimited a million times because a certain someone that I was seeing was really good at DDR, and that's what we did as a couple. So when he would get to, he would always double A his last song on 7th Mix, Max 2 in the arcade. You know, I get sick of hearing the words, you know, if I never heard the words DDR Max 2 ever again, I would be happy. I'm so sick of hearing Max, you know, it's been years since I played Max 2 on an actual Max 2 machine, and I don't miss it. But he was very good at Max 2. He could double A just about every song on on heavy, on max too. So, consequently, he always got extra stage, which meant he had to do max unlimited, reverse 1/5 pressure. Dark, if I'm not mistaken, is dark, reverse 1/5 pressure. Oh my gosh, I got so sick of hearing max 2, and I got so sick of hearing max unlimited, but I grew to like the song. And I got good enough where I could actually do it on heavy on a controller. I can't do it on my feet at all, but I just, I don't know. DDR is one of those things you either really like it or you don't. And most people don't. And most people who play it, they have their favorite songs and they have their not so favorite songs. And
it's no different than Guitar Hero. And Rock Band.
Yeah, I suppose it's about like that. I don't know, because I don't play either one. But I would guess it's a lot like that, actually. I mean, I don't hate on people who play Guitar Hero and Rock Band. I don't. I just can't get excited about it, and I cannot play it for crap. Like, it doesn't even interest me. I am sitting there looking at it like, I don't get it. I can't even follow along with the things coming down the screen, so... Which you would think, playing DDR, you would think I would be able to do that. But I can't do it. Like, I can't follow what's going on.
Because you're usually going up.
Yes. Well, most people, if they can play Beatmania, which was the original... See, this is what gets me about people with this Guitar Hero and Rock Band stuff. They like to carry on. Some of these people like to carry on, like, Rock Band and... Guitar Hero originated the music game genre. They didn't. Konami actually originated it, but they managed to screw themselves over.
They did originate it.
And fell behind.
They did originate it. But what Konami was missing that other people picked up on was 80s rock bands.
Yeah. Well, my thing about Konami was they had Guitar Freaks. Yep. Okay? They had Guitar Freaks. In Japan... They didn't even bring it here. Okay? You can't even find a guitar... If you can find a Guitar Freaks machine, somebody's imported that and it's probably breaking the law. But they importing that. That's not an American release.
Maybe so. But, do you think they had Duran Duran? Do you think they had Def Leppard?
Actually, Duran Duran was on...
Duran Duran was over all right, yes.
The thing about most DDR songs, the early DDR songs were in other things, such as Guitar Freaks and Drum Mania and Beat Mania. They were in certain things like that. And then they brought it over to DDR, okay, which is why you have the whole, Sync 4 Extreme and V4 Extreme. That's where those things come from. But my thing with Konami was, how are you going to invent the genre? Okay, you invent the genre. You got all these songs from which you can pull from, okay? Because DDR is up to, what, like 1,000 songs now? Original, like, songs that have appeared individually in Konami mixes. They have all these songs that have appeared in these mixes, and... You mean to tell me you can't innovate and keep up with... Why were they not coming out with something like Guitar Hero and Rock Band?
Because they couldn't get Van Halen.
Goodness. My problem with Konami was sat around and got left behind by the genre.
You have to understand. They were talking to a younger generation. Guitar Hero speaks to the people who listen to Jimi Hendrix. And listen to those things. Back when guitar playing was his best, when you heard nothing but guitars and people singing from the soul. Well, okay, except for the singing from the soul. But the bands played from the soul.
Journey sang from the soul. Yeah, Steve Perry was singing from his prostate.
He did. He meant every word that he said.
Yes.
But we have things that change, I guess, the shape of what Americans would think about music. Such as, well, Jimi Hendrix come to mind first. What's another one that was on there? What's another? Good songs that people of different ages might like. I mean, like
Beatles yesterday.
Well, Beatles is good, yeah. You got the Beatles on there, which, you know, older people are going to want to play that. They want to hear those songs. They want to see how they can do. They actually probably even fantasize about playing it themselves one day. They can't pick up the guitar, so this is the next best thing. You get three other people with you, bam. Now you got yourself a band.
Actually, they bring have even backup singers on it, too.
They're bringing the world together through music. The world together through music.
Right.
I'm just saying. It's much different than, you know, you bring a game over across the seas. We play it here. Okay, it's a guitar game. We'll play it. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, what's that? You got some Linkin Park on that? Oh, I'm going to go play this because I know that.
Well, you know, you can put in your own tracks in Guitar Hero 5, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
I wasn't impressed by that because, I mean, that should have been from the beginning, but whatever.
How often do people listen to stuff that have guitars in it now?
That's true. There ain't that many
unless
real...
Unless you listen to rocks, and you got some classic stuff that you got in the back. Some Leonard Skinner. Or maybe you want to listen to some nice classic rock such as... what's the guy I was thinking about? What's the guy I think? Maybe you want to put your whole entire Tool album on there.
If you're going to double bass it.
They can do that. You can do that now.
Can you double bass now?
Yeah. You can do that on Rock Band. They got a port for it. What if you want to listen to Incubus? What if you want to listen to Nothing But Black Sabbath? So, you can put all that on there. That, you know, mixed with Killswitch. I mean, for Americans, success. Take it anywhere else, it'll flop.
Yeah. I'm not all that partial to those kind of games. I mean, I just was mad with Konami. I was like, how are you going to be mad because you got left behind in the genre you created? Not only did you get left behind in the music genre overall, you also got left behind in the B-Money series. Because In the Groove came out and just completely blew them out the water. So they had to turn around and buy them.
Yeah.
And put a stop to In the Groove.
Yeah. Because
so many people were dropping DDR back in the day. So many people dropped DDR for In the Groove. And I was just like...
Notice the difference in music.
Yeah. And then had the nerve to, because there's a lot of trance songs. It's a lot of trance on the first In the Groove. A lot of happy hardcore. But my thing about them was, then you get mad because Rock Band and Guitar Hero come out and they completely like take over the genre of band creation and you know, guitar playing and. Mm-hmm. They get mad because, let me tell you, they bring out Rock Revolution. They got mad and tried to sue them because they came out with Rock Band and Guitar Hero. Think by the time like the third game came out, Konami was trying to sue them. May have been the second game.
I think when Rock Band came out, they tried to sue them because Guitar Hero only had guitars first.
Yeah.
When Rock Band came out and brought in everything else, then Guitar Hero tried to move over, and that's when they tried to sue
him. Yeah, they're going to come out and try to sue him then. And I'm like, you can't sue somebody just because you failed to put out a game, and then mad because it sold a bunch of money, well, and they're going to say, well, we came up with the idea first. We should get profits from it. I don't think so.
They did come up with the idea. The thing about it was they didn't execute.
Yeah, they didn't execute.
They kept talking about we're going to put all these games together and everything, but no one can really do it.
They made Guitar Freaks in the early part of the decade and then didn't make it anymore.
Nope.
They stopped making it and then didn't release it outside of Japan.
It was supposed to have guitars, drums, and something else together. And people just got tired of waiting. So, we'll probably have one of the developers that we'll do it ourselves.
Probably karaoke, because remember they got the Karaoke Revolution series.
Yep.
They were supposed to be putting all them together. They could have put Drum Mania And they could have put Guitar Freaks together plus Karaoke Revolution and they would have had Rock Band. I mean, come on.
They would have had Rock Band, but they wouldn't have had the music the Rock Band had.
No, because nobody wanted to deal with Konami.
And that would have been the very big difference of that.
And then did you see the whole Rock Revolution thing when they demoed it?
Yes.
Oh, that thing was awful. And then when the game came out, it was just pounded in the game press. They tore that game up. They were like, no. Konami, first of all, you about 10 years behind. You don't even have all the standard issue shit now. And then on top of that, you have the gall to want to sue somebody because you fell behind. I don't think so. Your game is crap to begin with. Your game is crap. And you've been unchallenged. You bought up your competition in your genre, and you've been unchallenged for years. And you have the nerve to want to sit here and release some little haphazard, bum, jump off piece of a game that's unfinished with poor design choices, and you want to be mad because somebody don't want to pay you money in a lawsuit that you think you owe?
You'll buy it just because my name's on it.
Yeah, basically that's what they were saying. You buy it because we originated the genre. Never mind the fact that nobody in America, other than serious DDR players, know that most of the songs come from other games such as Drum Mania and Guitar Freaks. Okay, and Beat Mania. The little DJ game, because I'm very surprised that Konami ain't sued who makes DJ Hero? Activision? I'm surprised they ain't sued Activision behind DJ Hero. Because basically that's what Beatmania is. Okay? It was an early DJ Hero.
It is. But it doesn't have American hip-hop music
in it. No, it doesn't.
Or old school rap.
But I would be so surprised. I'm so surprised that Konami ain't sued him yet. I am. I'm very surprised because generally they would stay to sue them by now behind that.
I think they changed it so much stupid. That they can't. I mean, that's what happens when you don't have competition. You get slack.
Yes, and that's exactly what Konami did. They got slack. They fell behind and got slack and thought just because they had the corner on the market in Japan that was going to work here in America. I don't understand why they thought that people knew that they had a game in Japan called, you know, Drum Freaks. They had Drum Freaks and Guitar Freaks and Drum Mania. I wonder why they thought
I don't think it was a big deal that it sold, that Guitar Hero and Rock Band did well here in America. I don't think they cared about that. But Guitar Hero and Rock Band has been played across the world, and
they were cutting into that international market.
Yes, when you started coming out, and we got home, we're sitting in Japan and everything, and I'm walking to my best friend's house, and his child over there playing Rock Band, and I don't see none of my stuff there, I think I'm going to be a little upset.
Yeah, well, Konami brought that on themselves. They should be ashamed of themselves.
That's no different.
They brought it solely on themselves.
A lot of other companies do the same thing. Madden was one of them.
Oh, Madden just need to be slapped. They need to be slapped. EA needs to be slapped.
Which, from time to time, Madden does have some good music. Madden has some good music. It was the first time I heard Ludacris was on Madden. I have to say, they have some decent music. They let people out. EA has some good stuff in there from time to time. Of course, I already said Command & Conquer. You know, since they bought Command & Conquer, that's good.
Fight Night
gave you some good stuff.
Okay.
They gave you some good fight music. That you had no choice. You had to love it because it got you in the spirit for it.
Good old Dipset.
Let's see. EA has some good stuff. I mean, they really do.
EA makes so much crap. I don't even know half the stuff that EA makes. So.
They do make crap. They make lots of crap. But they also put out good stuff in the middle of all that crap. You just have to, you know, decide, you know, which part of the crap you want.
Speaking of other games with really great music, Mystical Ninja, starring Goemon on 64.
That was a good theme.
Oh my gosh, that music is awesome. It's by Capcom. I mean, I'm sorry, it's by Konami. My bad. It's a Konami game. But that music is awesome if you're into, you know, like, Eastern music. It's really good. It's got a Japanese feel to it. Trying to think what else. We can't pass up the fact that Smash Brothers Brawl was the joint. Smash Brothers Brawl and Melee was the joint. Even the original was hot. I like the music in the original Smash Brothers. But definitely Smash Brothers Brawl and Melee. I mean, it just has so much music from so many different games that Nintendo makes. It's ridiculous.
But a lot of the songs they had in other games, so...
Yeah, but I like some of the remixes. Like, I like the remake version of Kraid's Lair from Metroid. That was the joint. I love the Melee version of it.
The original Metroid music was good.
Yeah, yeah. The original Metroid music was just complex as hell. Like, I couldn't see an 8-bit game having that complex of a soundtrack till I played Metroid. And then it was like, it's expected to have. Every game thereafter has to have a complex soundtrack afterward. Like, you can't not do it. Because Metroid just, like, set the bar for it. Super Metroid, one of the best soundtracks I've ever heard. The Red Soil, because it's actually called Red Soil Swampy Area in Brinstar. You know the music. When you go down there, and I'm guilty of this. The many times I played through Super Metroid, I'm guilty of sitting there in the tube that you have to blow up to get into Meridia, and just sitting there listening to the music. Just sitting there. I mean, I had nothing else to do. I would just sit there and listen to the music. And then, of course, you know they remade it for Metroid Prime 2. Which was real nice, too. I liked that version of it, too. But I really liked the original version the best. It was really good. Trying to think, what else music comes to mind? I bought the Final Fantasy V original soundtrack.
Final Fantasy Tactics, I like.
Yeah, Tactics has some pretty good music. I like the music in Tactics. Anything on the handhelds? Some of the handheld games have some really nice music, too. I like the music in Mario Kart DS, actually. Yeah, some of it does come from other places, but like I like Waluigi's Pinball. That's in Brawl too, and I like that mix of it. It's pretty nice. Got a nice little beat. Speaking of which, let me tell y'all, one of the hottest remakes I've heard in a long time is the Donkey Kong 75 Meters remix. That's in Brawl. Y'all need to listen to that track. That's hot. That is a high recommendation from yours truly. But I can't think of any other handheld games. Well, Tetris DS did have music from other places. But I like that, too. I like some of the stuff in that. Trying to think. Animal Crossing. But you kind of got to be into the Animal Crossing type thing. Like, you really got... It's really a niche title. Like, you really got to be into Animal Crossing to really like that. But, yeah, I can't think of... Can't think of anything else that really jumps out at me right now. Vampire Chronicles, though. The Vampire series has good music. That's another Capcom. Another Capcom title. I say that's about it for music that... I mean, that I can really think of that I really, really like. Oh, well, Guilty Gear. I like the music in Guilty Gear. Music in Guilty Gear is pretty good. If you like 80s type power rock, that's pretty hot music. Yeah, I can't really think of anything else for music that I really, really like. I did like Okami. But again, you kind of got to be into Eastern music to really, really like it. To really enjoy that and really push it. You know, and be like, oh, I really like this music. I'm going to put this in my in Windows Media Player or Winamp and listen to it while I'm working kind of thing. So, well, Jamie, thanks for talking to us about music you enjoy.
No
appreciate
problem.
It.
Yep. No problem. Anytime.
Thank you for listening. This has been Video Game Music. We haven't really come up with anything for next week, but we will. Same bat time, same bat channel. We will have something, and we'll post it up. Keep listening to us. Keep looking out for us. Matter of fact, in about 2 weeks, we're going to be updating for the fourth quarter, 2009. And we're going to have some new stuff. Specifically, we've talked about Tekken tonight, and we're gonna have more Tekken stuff coming, especially in the way of videos. So be on the lookout for that. Also, we're going to have a feature with our esteemed guest, Jamie, on his days working for Namco in the Cybertainment arcade division way back in the day. And I hope that will turn out real well and you guys will enjoy the podcast and videos that we're going to have with that. But keep an eye out for new stuff from us. Check our blog at www.gaminginsurrection.com/blog and keep up with us. Thanks for listening.